judging by social media, if South Africans had to vote for a new president today, it would be a police general. I speak to Action Society's Jonita de Pria. Welcome, Jonita.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity.
Are you following the comments on X? The praise being heaped on the KZN Provincial Commissioner.
I try to stay off X because sometimes it's so toxic, but you can't miss it. It is, but this is from the time when he spilled the beans the first time in July. It's just been people have been praising him. They want him to be the king and ruler of South Africa. Again, we have to be careful. And I wonder why that is in South Africa. I think it is because we are disappointed so many times by the people that are in the positions, that as soon as there's somebody who looks like he is above board or she is above board, then we jump on them. The same thing happened with Ian Cameron when he had the whole yelling thing with Tsele. I don't know if I put all, I don't want to, you know, make a messiah out of somebody. You can't run a business as one person. He's not going to fix all the problems in South Africa. It's good that he's speaking up and he's bringing the evidence and everything, and he seems believable, but, he's not the start and finish of problems in South Africa.
I think if you would agree that South Africans are so impressed with him because he stands up to politicians, crime bosses, journalists, there's no one he won't take on.
Yes, and that's great. And we want to see people like that, but we want to see the right people, not the people who are making a circus of everything. It's good to stand up when something is wrong, and it should be happening. We welcome that. But not when you are on the right side. And I hope most people know what the right side is, because it does seem split a little bit to what I think is right and most people that I speak to think is right and what other people think is right, because we just see people in it for themselves to be in the center stage.
How are you rating his handling of Parliament's ad hoc committee?
I think he's just doing the same he's been doing. He stays cool and calm. He knows what he wants to say. He knows what his objective is with this whole process, and he's going to stick to that. And I'm sure he's going to stay that cool, calm person until the end. He seems very believable. If we sit in court cases a lot, and you always hear this witness was believable and credible, and he, if we were in a court, that is definitely what we would be reporting, that he is credible and believable.
And he has quite calmly made it clear that he sits on a lot of evidence that he would be willing to bring if he had to.
I wonder if we are going to see everything that he knows, because I know the EFF and MK was making big in the commission. They were making big thing about some of it being redacted and so on, which is... I think that's fair. What is redacted? If it's going to be open and transparent, then don't redact anything. I want to know, what is he not going to bring, and why is he not going to bring that? I do hope we see a lot of evidence and that there is action after all of the evidence.
That might be, the redaction might be because it deals with ongoing police investigations that can't be jeopardized at this point, possibly. I don't know what you think.
Yes, but then they have to handle it better. We know MK and EFF, they are well known for making a big show of everything and disrupting stuff just because, like toddlers, they don't get what they want, so they make a big tantrum about it. If that is the case, then yes, then you say we cannot make public this information. For this part, we will speak behind doors and just give an explanation why it is and why it is handled in that way so that everybody knows. Because now it feels, okay, they're saying it's redacted. Why is it? It creates uncertainty. For the rest of South Africa, we don't know why it is redacted. Just give us enough information so that we understand, okay, we don't want to mention where we're going to do a crime bust, obviously, to scare away the criminals, to put it that simple. But just explain to us why you are redacting certain things and why you're not giving all the information, then we'll be satisfied.
Now, only two of the big five have been named, and it now seems that the other three are all tenderpreneurs. So you can imagine how much those people stand to lose.
Yeah, I was thinking, and the Afrikaans saying is the poppadons. Everything, everybody is like running around and covering their backs, because I think they might not know when what is going to come out. So you don't know where exactly to cover. There's a lot of ground to cover, a lot of things to make go away, to push on somebody else. There's a lot of information out there. A lot of people very nervous.
You even have President Cyril Ramaphosa's allies turning on one another. Brian Mokgosi, you know, who allegedly got dirty money to fund ANC events and candidates,
yeah, now,
and being dumped by the African National Congress like the proverbial hot potato. And now,
what I just wanted to say, he was at all the events and everything. He was there. There's photos, there's videos of it. But now, oh no, he's not even a member of the Northwest ANC. His membership expired in 2020. And on a public stage, Malula saying, no, we're not connected to him in any way. But that's just another thing. He was welcome at the events, but now he's not. Washing your hands clean of him, dropping him like a hot potato. But where was that? Where was that hand washing and he's not involved with us when everything was happening?
So Mokgosi turns on Mabalula and starts making wild accusations. Mabalula threatens legal action for defamation. I wonder how
they're
many
just
more.
Mud.
The more emerges, the more I would imagine people are going to turn on one another to try and save themselves.
Definitely. You have to cover yourself, obviously, if you're in those circles. Otherwise, you might be shoved out of a hotel room in France. It is that serious. There are people standing to lose a lot in this ongoing thing. So yeah, everybody is going to turn on everybody because it's criminals working with each other. There's no honor among thieves. Everybody's covering their own backs. That's how it works. And you just have to understand that if this is the situation, the environment that you roll in, then that is what's going to happen to you. You're there for yourself. You have to cover yourself. Nobody is going to cover for the guy next to me.
And it's not just criminals turning on one another because of their links to politicians and top cops. It makes it far more complicated.
Yeah, it is very complicated. But if you were part of the cookie eater, then you were also a thief. That's my mother taught me that the dealer is a good soos die stealer. So if you share in the profits and the benefits of stealing the cookie, then you are also a thief. So
just going back to that hotel room in Paris where the former police minister fell from, it now seems that there are more skeletons in his cupboard than we had previously suspected.
And I think more skeletons are going to come out. I was just, sorry to jump off this point, but I was flabbergasted when I heard they are sending five really experienced police officers high up to investigate another, help another country investigate a murder that happened in their country. I don't think we are the pinnacle of police at the moment. I don't think they need our help. I think they maybe stay away. Then we know it's got to be objective. But while that was happening, I was thinking, and just maybe because I've been in this mindset this week, is a high profile cases and how much attention it gets immediately. Why can an ambassador, an ex-minister who's implicated in things, why must we have five people jumping on a plane and investigating his case? What happened to him? What is happening to Gabby Ndaba, where I was on Monday, to her case 2.5 years later? And that is just one of the cases. All the non-high profile cases. No action, nothing happens. It is so unfair, and it sickens me that this guy gets this much attention. That is not how it should be. Why is somebody's life worth more than the other person's life? It's a lie.
No, I see some people suggesting that they are not there to investigate; they're there to clean up.
That's what I was thinking.
That maybe they have to take possession of incriminating material and retrieve it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that could very much be the case.
Talking about disruptive behavior by the EFF, what did you make of its leader, Julius Malema's standing on ceremony at the ad hoc committee, fresh from his own criminal conviction?
Did we expect anything else? It is Julius Malema. It's the circus is in town again. And the things are, on the one hand, they are complaining about things that is valid, like the redaction, like Diane Carla-Barnard. There are some valid points that should be looked at. But the way, making a theater, a spectacle, a circus of everything. It's just the same as when we do the budget speech, when we do the State of the Nation. Nobody gets a word in edgeways. It is just about the Julius Malema EFF show. And the thing that they are complaining about, the delays, now they are causing the delays. Why do you not understand? And the thing that the big thing that they were complaining about is about Mkhwanazi's statement that it was just an additional or supporting statement, but it says the same thing. They just changed the wording. It's still the same thing. You wasted 6 hours just to prove your point. To make it your show. And I think what they are hammering on is that they are the only ones who are not corrupt in this story. And this is what they're trying to do with their little circus. Remember, there's election coming up. So they have to start showing people, oh, we really care about the people. We are doing this for you. They want to prepare for an election, and they always want to be center of the spectacle that is ongoing, wasting time. There's a proper way that you could have brought all those statements saying, we don't agree with this, please sort this out, speak like a normal person with manners, and it's over. Not 6 hours later. I get so angry.
Well, if some people have their way, Mr. Malema will not be in Parliament forever. Let's see what happens with his appeals for his criminal conviction and that equality court hearing. Now, meanwhile, MPs are squirming now that they know that crime intelligence has gadgets to listen to all their conversations.
Yeah, a lot of people should be worried. Because they have not stepped in the right steps. But if you are above board, if you do your work as you should, then you should not be worried. Then there is no worry for you. And if we can have integrity and people that we can look up to and believe and trust, then they shouldn't be worried about conversations being listened to. It is a problem when it is confidential and it impacts cases that's ongoing, that should not be out there, because we see how compromised it is throughout this whole, everybody knows what's going on in all the business, in all the departments. yeah, then it is concerning. But if you are doing the stuff that you need to do, you're above board, then you shouldn't be worried. Then no worry for you. But who is squirming now?
You know, there have been decades of cover-ups in the previous government, this government, politicians being protected despite having committed heinous crimes. Do you think we are finally reaching a turning point in South Africa?
I think people are very frustrated and they are very vocal about their frustration. Maybe in the previous government, it was more one-sided, the covering, and it was more one-sided, the complaints about it. But now it feels like it's complaints from all sides and it is wrongdoing from all sides. So maybe it's a more balanced outcry and turning point than what we had previously. I really do hope that it is a turning point, that things are going to start happening and get us on the right track to move forward. I really do hope so. But again, what's happened in other commissions? What's happened in other places where we expected a change? It didn't happen. So I don't want to put my money on that, but I do hope that this is a turning point.
Thank you. That was Yonita Dupree of Action Society speaking to BizNews. I'm Chris Steyn.